It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, good afternoon and welcome. It is a Friday, finally a Friday here on the Dennis Stuckey Show. And the fans scream out, yay, it's Friday. We only have to listen to Stuckey for an hour and a half today. We've got a great show for you on tap. But I want to start out by mentioning weekend two of Silver Stick is underway. The Pee Wee and Bantam A finals. The Port Huron Flyers lost to Hespeler last night. They're out of Cambridge, Ontario. 9-1 was the final, but Danny Beauchamp scored in the third period on a power play, and Tyler McKinney made 37 saves in that one. Flyers play Essex 5 o'clock tonight in the main arena. When their game is done, it'll be opening ceremonies. When opening ceremonies are done, the Bantam A Port Huron Flags will take on London. Roughly around 8 o'clock, Flags lost to Aurora last night, 6-0. Avery G made 33 saves. In the middle of Silver Stick, the Prowlers are going to have a home game tomorrow night. We'll have that for you on the stream at WPHM.net starting at 8:15. Puck drops at 8:30. It's a special night because it's not just any Prowler home game. It's a night to honor Scott Matzka. And Scott Matzka is here in studio with us, along with his dad, Dick, and Gary Warwick from Warwick Mask is here. Let me tell you a little bit about Scott before we bring him in. Scott is 38. He played 4 years at the University of Michigan, won a national championship with the Wolverines, went to a training camp with the Nashville Predators, ended up playing his first two pro years, splitting between the American League and the East Coast Hockey League. In the Coast, he won a Kelly Cup championship with Atlantic City. Spent a couple years in Germany, a couple years in Denmark, a year in Sweden and Finland. Played a couple years in Wales. He's been a lot of great places. Played an 11-year pro career, over 400 games, over 500 points, almost 200 goals. But shortly after Scott's retirement from hockey, he found out something that none of us would ever like to find out. Scott suffers from a disease called ALS. We call it Lou Gehrig's disease, some of us who are a little older. But there's no cure for ALS, and yet, despite that news, Scott Matzka is kind of grabbing life by the you-know-whats and living without fear. And Scott, you are a hell of a guy. That is some brave stuff. A beautiful wife, two young kids, and yet you're kind of forging through this, and you're trying to be the voice of this disease now to let people know what's going on.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having me. I've attacked this with the same vigor and enthusiasm that, you know, I tried to before, and I've looked at it as an opportunity. You know, it's unfortunate that myself, my family are having to deal with this, but you know, who better to do it than me right now? And I'm doing everything I can, and someday I'm gonna not be able to do that, and hopefully I've been able to create something that will live on, and somebody else will have to take the torch from me.
Yeah, that's kind of the story. You have an organization called My Turn. That came about after the whole ice bucket challenge thing that was a few years ago was huge. Everybody was doing their ice bucket challenge on YouTube, raised a lot of money and a lot of awareness for the disease. And the people that were doing that have kind of passed the torch to you now.
Yeah, exactly. I think you made a good point. You called it Lou Gehrig's disease. The ice bucket challenge was really one of the first things that allowed everybody to call it ALS, and everybody's probably heard of the ice bucket challenge, maybe has done it, you know, which probably motivated people to go online and look up what that disease was. And that was a guy named Pete Frates who was behind that mainly. And I had a chance to meet the family and spoke with his father about a year ago. And he really encouraged me to take my turn and stand up because Pete was unable to do that anymore. So that was kind of the spark that became My Turn. And really, as you said, it's an organization, but for me, it's my mission. It's what gets me out of bed every morning. And, you know, the days that I'm down or I feel like I don't have the energy, I remember all the other people that are fighting this disease, and just powers me to get up and go after it.
You know, you're out doing a lot of events like tomorrow night and that, and fatigue is one of the symptoms of the disease. So I know it's not easy to do what you do, but I can tell that it's important to you to do what you do.
Yeah, certainly. You know, before a weekend like this, especially a weekend like this here in my hometown, we're going to have a ton of friends and family coming in. A lot of my high school classmates, I probably haven't seen, people that have had a major impact on my life, are going to be here. So I get a bit anxious about it. You know, my voice is starting to be affected, certainly. So, you know, I'm a bit nervous going into a weekend like this, but at the end of it, it's usually smiles and, you know, it's great experiences. And hopefully, like you said, it's about awareness. The more people that understand what ALS is and the power that it has and put a face to the disease, I think the more impact we can have.
You know, we always look for positives and we look for blessings in life. You being in the hockey world know better than anybody that the people who are in hockey, teammates, coaches, boosters, whatever it is, they are always so supportive, and once you make friends with somebody in the world of hockey, it's a friend for life. I have to imagine that you've just got so much support from people.
Yeah, you know that going through that, but until you go through a situation like we're going through, it's hard to really imagine what that means. You know, I've said an example of that was a couple of weekends ago at U of M. They did an alumni game versus the Red Wing alumni, and I made mention of 20 years ago when I signed that letter of intent to go to Michigan. You knew what it meant, but that moment really was sort of full circle on what you were getting yourself into. You know, most of my best friends were people I grew up playing hockey with or people I played with throughout my career. Most of my most valuable characteristics I learned along the way in my career, and I think have helped me and have served me really well in being able to fight this disease the way we're doing it now. So it's been incredible, both with people I know and teams and people I've never met and never run across have stepped up and done a ton in the hockey world.
Who was your coach in Atlantic City?
It was a guy named Mike Haviland, who's coaching for CC Colorado College in the NCAAs. They're actually in Kalamazoo tonight. The last 2 years, I've gotten a chance to get together with him and had a couple beers, but this year I'm obviously going to miss that. But he was, in my opinion, my favorite coach along the way. Taught me a ton about how to be a pro, and you know, if you wanted to have fun at night, he expected a lot out of you in the game. He was a real player's coach, but a guy that got the most out of everybody.
Now, Scott mentioned the event over at Michigan with the Wolverine alumni and the Red Wing alumni. Gary, you've got a story about that.
Yes. A couple of months ago, Dick Maska, Scott's dad, came to me and said, "Hey, we're going to have the Prowlers are going to have a benefit game coming up. We don't exactly know the date, but it'd be really cool if we could get a goalie mask made up, painted up, you know, and it'd be a great way to raise some money." So I said, "Absolutely, that sounds good." I started to work on a shell. We got a cage all ready for it, put it on, and then I called in a guy by the name of Gordy Wilton, who's he's a great painter. By day, he works as a body man up at Moran's, and he does a lot of custom paint jobs for me. And he stopped by this shop, and we had Scott's form there with the torch on it and the My Turn logo, and we came up with a bunch of different neat little things to add on. So the mask is totally custom painted on both sides, the back plate as well. And on January 6th, the day before the big game, which was on the 7th at Yost, Greg Malachy, who's a goalie currently for the Detroit Red Wings alumni team, brought kind of a legend, Eddie Mio, to the store, who is also a goalie for the Red Wings alumni. And I got to pad up their new masks that were made you know, especially for that game. And when Greg left, he took the mask and said that he's going to get Marty Turco to wear it, which Marty was an 11-year pro for the Dallas Stars, the Boston Bruins, and the Chicago Blackhawks. And so Marty ended up wearing the mask in that game. And, you know, the game was – it was a huge crowd. The mask got a lot of TV play. And it was also at – you know, later on in the evening, the mask was signed by Marty Turco and Steve Shields. So it tomorrow at the Prowlers game against their arch rival St. Clair Shores, Joe St. Pierre is going to be wearing the mask. And then after the game, the mask will be raffled off. I guess they're going to sell raffle tickets. And, you know, we're expecting to raise a ton of money because that mask is – you know, it's really a special mask at this point.
Yeah, there's going to be a silent auction at the game. They're going to give away Red Wings gear, Michigan gear. They've got a 50-50 fundraiser, and we're going to give proceeds over to Scott to help him out with his cause. And, of course, the jersey raffle, and we just mentioned the goalie mask that will be involved. That Marty Turco was a teammate of yours at Michigan.
He was, yeah. And one of the things that was very cool at the game, they let my son Owen – who now has the most jaded perspective of going to every hockey game. He thinks every game he should be on the ice, warming up with the team. We were at the Blackhawks game a couple weeks ago, and you know he's wondering when he's going to get ready and go down with the boys. But they let him out on the ice and warmed up with the team and then sat on the bench with the guys. And they had two running time periods, so before the second period, had him go out and do a penalty shot against Marty, and scored one on him, 5-hole. Obviously, Marty, 11-year pro. If he really would have wanted to stop him, I think he could have, but Owen's getting pretty good at going 5-hole on these guys. And I made a joke. I think that was one more goal than I've ever scored against Marty in a whole year of practicing against him. So he's got that on me. He was really a tremendous goalie and teammate, and you know, was one of the leaders on that team that won a national championship in 1998, and really just a good human being, and amazing to see him and all the guys that showed up. Guys flew in and came in from as far as Las Vegas and St. Louis and Florida and all over the place. So it was a pretty incredible night. But yeah, Marty, certainly one of the most recognizable Michigan guys that have come out in the last 20 years.
Hey, Scott, really appreciate you coming in and doing this, and the best of luck to you. And we hope that you can continue to raise awareness to ALS, and I hope someday they find a cure.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it. And thank you to Gary for taking his turn and making that mask. And
oh, yeah. It was my pleasure.
I know we've got a lot of people that want to bid on it. So it should be a big success.
Yes.
And Gary, thanks for setting this up, because this was all Gary's doing to make sure that we could do this today. Dick, did you want to get in and say anything before we kick you guys out? And Scott's dad, Dick, has been quietly over there listening to the whole thing.
We can't thank Gary Warwick enough for all he's done for us in this situation, and also the Prowlers team and their marketing director, Leanne Baker, who has done a wonderful job. And it's going to be a fun night tomorrow night. If you know Scott, come and see him.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. We got to take a break, but we'll be back with more in a moment. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show.